With Tea Party support, Ken Paxton turned an 11-point primary lead into a 28-point landslide in Tuesday's runoff. The soft-spoken candidate smiled broadly as he claimed victory.
What a great night for Texas, and what a great night for conservatives in Texas. And I have to say, I'm humbled by this victory and proud to be the Republican nominee for Texas Attorney General.
Paxton called himself the real conservative in the race, saying he wants Obamacare out of Texas, gun rights and religious freedoms protected, and the border secured.
Liberty, freedom, and Texas values are the real winners tonight. We are locked in a struggle for the future of our families and our country.
Paxton praised opponent Branch for serving the state 12 years. Branch wished Paxton had agreed to debate him in the final weeks of the race.
It was a little bit difficult under the circumstances because I didn't have an opponent that was, you know, coming out to have a discussion of the issues. But, you know, we accept the result.
During the runoff, Paxton was cited for a state securities violation, paid a $1,000 fine, and stopped appearing with Branch at candidate forums. It didn't hurt his race. Representative Van Taylor, who backs Paxton, doesn't think it'll hurt him this fall either.
You've already had hundreds of thousands of Texans look at that, evaluate it. That doesn't matter. We want the conservative.
Paxton faces Democrat Sam Houston in the November race for Attorney General. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.